Blog Talk
Hello?
Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to Are You Fit? This is a show all about promoting health and instilling togetherness. My name is Michaela, and I'm going to be welcoming on here in just a moment a good colleague and friend of mine, Jamie Lemon, and she's going to be on with me the second and fourth Monday of the month. And I want to just explain to everyone kind of what this show is about and how we're going to be doing things. So normally, when I do have other guests on, we will be talking about different issues in regards to health and wellness, but one of the things that I was excited about bringing Jamie on is that we both have backgrounds in the health and wellness industry, and together, you know, we just feed off each other really well, where we can provide some really good inspiration and ideas on how to help you on that wellness journey. So this is not a scripted kind of show. You know, we might start off with a topic, and it'll start with that, but we're really just running with it. So what we're hoping to show you guys is just us being real, coming from heart, and hopefully helping you guys do that as well. Before I get into introducing a little bit more about myself, I'm going to welcome Miss Jamie. And Jamie, I'll let you kind of share a little bit with everybody who you are and what you do.
Hi, Michaela. Thank you. I have been a massage practitioner for the past 17 years. And through my learnings of massage, I have been led down the road of sound healing and aromatherapy and structural balance and emotional balance. I'm master certified in neurolinguistics programming and energy work and just the whole kit and caboodle. I found out that there is much more to wellness other than Western medicine.
You sure did. You definitely showed me a lot. I'll kind of give everybody a little bit of history background on how I even met Jamie. I started, I was in healthcare when I was 18, 19, I got in hospital and I did different parts of the hospital for 8, 9 years. And I finally realized after going through that, you know, that was one side of medicine. And what I learned was that healthcare, what we currently know as healthcare, is not healthcare. It's really the business of sick care, because if it was really about health, it wouldn't be all the obscene profits that are being made in the industry. And so when I decided to step out of that world, and I went ahead and started my own practice. I started off doing massage, and then later on I fleshed out a whole wellness center because I realized that it was more than just massage, even though I was like, oh, it's just massage. It's more than that. And I met Jamie when I was going to massage school. So, you know, you have to go every once a quarter and go try out different massage places. And it just so happened that this is back in the day when we still use phone books. And I found Jamie's name in there, and she, what her ad said, it just kind of struck me. She did something called the stone therapy and raindrop therapy. I was like, what is that? And so I called her up, and sure enough, I decided to make an appointment with her. Next thing you know, it's all about synchronicity is what I found in life. It turned out that she happened to go to the same school I had prior. And from there, we honestly, you know, she was not only my friend, you know, she was a mentor and also helped me learn a lot through my growth process. So it's kind of cool coming together full circle. I have stepped out of having my practice over there in Seattle. I decided I wanted to reach more of the world, and this is one of the ways I decided to do it is through these shows. So it's kind of nice bringing Jamie back along and for us to both share our thoughts and stuff. We used to joke about doing this, and here we are, you know, actually on tonight and getting ready to share with the world what we know and how we can inspire you to get to do things better. So Jamie, I wanted to ask you, what can you let everybody know what you think promoting health and instilling togetherness means?
Yes, I can. For me, promoting health, instilling togetherness is all about personal responsibility, emotional mastery, understanding how our thoughts and feelings manifest in our body and how it ripples out into our world. So I used to be on 5 different prescription medications when I started massage school. And as I started learning a little bit more about nutrition, a little bit more about the body systems and how they functioned, by the time I graduated massage school, which was a year-long program, I was off of 5 different prescription medications, 2 of which the medical doctors told me I would never get off of. So I am here to share everything that I have learned, and I told anybody that wants to sit in the driver's seat of their life that I would walk through it with them. So here I am.
Yay! I'm so glad to hear.
Ta-da.
Before I get into saying, right, ta-da is right. Jamie, what do you think about the whole current model of our healthcare system? What do you think about that?
First, I'd like to ask you, anybody that is out there following all of the doctor's orders and not getting any better, why? Why? There's a missing piece, and they have a difficult time understanding energy. They have a difficult time understanding Eastern medicine. They have a difficult time studying, understanding anything that has yet to be proven. So in the metaphysical world, the only thing that metaphysical means is beyond the physical. And so research isn't designed to necessarily understand everything that's beyond the physical. So I don't know. I invite you to come to the show with an open mind. I invite you to listen with a spirit of service. And you will feel in your body when there is truth. You will feel resonance. And it's okay if you think it's just a bunch of malarkey. It's okay. I'm just here to meet you where you are, and hopefully we can jump on the ride together. Because I think the medical model needs to be fixed.
Right. I was going to say, did you just say malarkey? Did you just say malarkey? Does that mean, you mean woo-woo stuff?
Well, that's what science says the metaphysical is. I mean, I don't know. I have been by Western doctors.
Right. I agree. I mean, I'm not saying that we're I'm not going to speak for you, Jamie. You can go ahead and speak after what I just say, but I'm not dissing all of our current medical world, because obviously we do need like emergency medicine. I mean, if you go and break your leg or in a car accident and you're bleeding out, yes, you need that. But most of our stuff that we're dealing with is chronic issues, stuff that can be prevented, or if we are being proactive, stuff we can, you know, it doesn't have to happen to us. I mean, for instance, diabetes.
Well, hey.
I mean, go ahead.
Well, let me ask you this. How many times have they told you are what you eat? Right?
Right.
And didn't they just revamp, you know, how many grains, how many vegetables, how many fruits are supposed to be in our diet? I mean, they flipped the model that I was raised with on its ear and changed it around because they said it was ineffective. So are we just a big guinea pig experiment or what? I mean, we should be able to know how we feel with what we eat. And I don't know, sugar's in everything, and sugar seems to be the cause of a lot of the inflammatory conditions that are out there. And I'm not saying that I abstain from sugar by any stretch, but I do modify how much or limit myself with how much I consume.
I agree. I mean, you know what? I know we can jump down the road and go really in deep with the whole nutrition piece, but it's true. At least in America, I can say from what I've seen around me on TV and the media, it, you know, we talk about we want to be healthy, but, and we do all the things that is a quick, convenient, instead of actually trying, instead of making true changes and true lifestyle habits. That's what people got to remember. It's not just a quick fix, and the things that you've done to yourself already, it's not going to be fixed overnight, even if the magic potion says it's going to be so. You know, whatever you did to where you're at today, it all took time to get there. And, you know, I hate the word diet. I really don't like that word. I mean, in the word diet, it says die, death. Yuck, you know, you need to change, and then it does, right?
Right?
Yes, and even, okay, here's another word I don't like, weight loss. We've talked about this before, Jamie, like weight loss, it means like almost like you're trying to lose something that you want to get back. So how can you get rid of it if you keep saying you lost it? Like, hey, come back, weight. It's better to say weight relief,
right?
You know, right, all about reframing the words, you're better at that.
Let's just take it a step further. Why, if pro is positive and con is negative, how come our Congress is called Congress? Why didn't they call them progress?
Ah, good one. Good one, Congress. Oh, shoot. Oh, my goodness. Okay. That's a good one. See, you with your NLP.
Well,
stuff,
I don't know.
It's
a play on words. Words have power. And if you don't believe that words have power, I invite you to take a Post-it note and write hate on one of them and write love on the other one and stick a glass of tap water on each one of the Post-it notes and then invite somebody to be blindfolded to taste the water and have them tell you which one tastes sweeter. Words have power.
You know what? You're pulling off of that one doctor. I forgot what his name is. Is it Emoto? The hidden messages
yes,
in water?
Masaru
what's his name?
Masaru Emoto,
yes.
Hidden Messages in Water. I mean, I did the, I
yes.
blindfolded my clients because they trust me, and I had them sample because I didn't believe them. But after each person said that the one that was sitting on love tasted sweeter, I kind of had to believe it.
I,
so
you know what?
I
love
an ailing plant, if I have an ailing plant in my house, I take the word love, write it on a post-it note, and put it underneath the plant. And you're right, it's not an instant fix, but it does start to change.
Right, it does help. Well, that's what I used to do at my practice. I used to have, you know, water glasses that were actually glass, and I used to have these clear, sticky little stickers that went on those glasses, and each of them said different things like healing, wellness, like whatever, like really positive words, you know, on there. I mean, that was all from that whole concept from that doctor. I invite
right.
everybody, if you get a chance to go, if you don't get his books, he has stuff on YouTube you can even pull up, and you can learn about that, his experiments of what he did. What he did was basically what Jamie was saying, is he took different messages and then he froze this water and then took pictures of the water, and they formed different crystals. So, for instance, if you said, I hate you, or ugly, like these crystals turn into some ugly stuff. Or even if you played music to this stuff, like Beethoven or Mozart, you know, it formed beautiful crystals. Or there was another example where they did, I guess, like some river somewhere, you know, was polluted, and they went
the
and prayed over the
Dam.
Water.
Fujiwara
Dam.
It was the Fujiwara
okay,
Dam,
see?
And they had a Tibetan Buddhist monk, one monk, pray over the whole dam. And within, what was it, 8 hours of his prayer, it changed the water in the dam.
Wow. I mean,
yeah,
the other
wow.
thing, too, is we are made of how much of water, Jamie?
Well, according to Masaru Emoto, if we drop below 60% water in our body, we will die. When we're born, he says we're 97 to 98% water. And as we age, we consume less water, and therefore we look haggard by the time we get to be 70 or 80. Right? There's a lot of my clients that say, I don't drink water because I don't like the way it tastes. And so their body can't function. You have 7,000 miles of veins or nerves in your body. You have 60,000 miles of arteries and 60,000 miles of veins. And that's according to the bodies exhibit that traveled the U.S. That's the information that they told me when I went to the exhibit. That's a lot of arteries and veins. And how does water get through you if you don't drink? I mean, how does the blood get through you if you don't drink water?
Right, it just gets
stuck
and stagnant.
Right, and what's the number one and two killers in America today? Heart disease and cancer. So if water gets stagnant, would you drink water from a pond or would you drink water from a river?
The one
There's a reason why
flowing.
We choose the river. Yeah, we choose the river because it stays filtered the faster it goes. But the pond is stagnant and it breeds bacteria. So the more you sit on your butt, the less active you are, the less water you drink, the more soda you drink, the more dehydrated your body becomes. Right? You turn into a pond, and you literally become a breeding ground for bacteria in your body.
And that's the whole thing. We are so dehydrated, and it's so funny because some of the simplest things that we can do for ourselves, we don't do. And, like, water,
exactly.
drinking some water is, like, one of the cheapest things and easiest things we could do.
Exactly.
So I know you flavor your water sometimes.
Why don't we want to feel good?
That is a good question. We say we do, but we don't put the action behind it.
Right. We stay stuck in our dysfunctional patterns. Right. It takes too much effort to elicit change. Well, if you look at life this way, where death and taxes and change are the only constants on this planet, why not embrace change and make a game out of it? You know, there was an episode on television where Barbara Walters, I believe, was interviewing all of the female Congress people. And she asked them, is there something that one person said to you that changed your life? And the only gal that I remembered out of all of them was this one that said, yes, I was told that life begins at the edge of my comfort zone. Well, I'll tell you, whenever I've wanted to change something, it's been uncomfortable because I had to really make a conscious effort to make it happen. The good news is,
right,
the more my life begins at the edge of my comfort zone, the more exciting my life is. Right?
True, true, true. It's like that one quote. I might mess it up, y'all, but it's the one like you can't, something about the sea, you don't lose sight of the shore. You know what I'm talking about, Jamie?
Well, I do. I was told that if you wish to sail new oceans, you must first lose sight of the shore.
There you go. Thank you.
Right? So I'm sailing new oceans, folks.
Yes, you freaking are. I'm so proud of you. You know, weird, like, I'm telling you, we're just, one of the things that Jamie is adamant about, and I think it's very pertinent for all of us, is are you having fun? And if you're not having fun, then don't do it. You know, life is, it can be fun, and it's meant to be fun. It's not all meant to be boring and hard and sad and all of that. You know, it's meant to be fun. So you do have to try new things sometimes in order to get there. And even though it is uncomfortable, that's when the greatest change occurs. Like even trying to do this radio show for y'all, the only reason why I wanted to do it, I mean, I was happy in my little bubble, you know. I had enough clients. It's just that, you know, I felt like this was another angle, another way to reach more of the population, and so I'm hoping that what we're doing is helping. The other thing I want to bring up, Jamie, with everybody is something that one of the authors that we both love is Louise Hay. She's the author of many books, but one of the books that really stood out to me, and I know you, was the one that's called You Can Heal Your Life. So, Jamie, can you explain a little bit more of, like, what she's talked about and, like, what she said about disease?
I could paraphrase a lot because it's been about 17 years since I've read her book that I bought, which was called Heal Your Body. And
okay,
if I remember correctly, she was diagnosed with either ovarian cancer or cervical cancer or something like that. And when she went to the medical doctor, he says, look, you're stage 4. We need to get you started immediately on chemo and radiation. And she said, no, I need 3 months. And he says, you don't understand the severity of the situation. You need to start aggressive therapy immediately or you're going to be dead. And she said, no, I'm not going to do it. I need 3 months. And so he wrote in his chart AMA, which is against medical advice, and she left the office and she disappeared for 3 months. And she went and did emotional work and came back and he tested her and she was cancer-free. Stage 4. How many medical doctors do you know that? How many medical doctors do you know that would say, "Go and take care of your emotional work, and then come back and see me"?
Nobody. So, I mean, maybe a naturopath.
So along that line, I mean, I'm not putting down the medical profession, but what I'm saying is what if there is a missing piece? What if we really are comprised of emotional, intellectual, physical, and spiritual? It's kind of like when you take your car into the mechanic and you say, hey, it's making this noise when I put my brakes on. You know, do they just look at the brake pedal or do they look at the brake pads? Do they look at the brake rotors? Do they look at the brake fluid? Do they look at your front end alignment? I mean, there's many factors that they look at, right? So if we're emotional, intellectual, physical, and spiritual, which one of those would you take away? Now, we could probably debate this for quite some time. Howsoever, I would like to think that we could not take any one of those away because that's what makes us who we are. And so when somebody comes to me with an illness, I look at all four of those components. I look at all four quadrants, and I get them all in harmony because Bruce Lipton, who wrote the book The Biology of Belief, he used to be a cell professor. A professor of cell biology at the University of Wisconsin. And he says when there is a disconnect between what the heart wants and what the head wants is when illness sets into the body. And yet when you go to the doctor and you complain about an illness that they can't find physically, they put you on antidepressants. God knows I've been on my fair share of antidepressants because they don't have any measuring devices of what it is to be an empath. I didn't know I was feeling the people around me. Right? So I spent a lot of my youth on maximum doses of antidepressants because I spent $7,500 out of my pocket as my copay because I went to so many doctors trying to figure out what was wrong with me. Right? That's a lot of money.
Right.
That's a big investment to go and have all that testing done. Right? So not one of them said, oh, I'm sorry, you're an empath. Well, guess what? When I went to massage school, they said, wow, you really pick up on what is happening to others around you. And it's a great tool when you understand how to use it. Well, now I understand how to use it, and I'm not on any prescription drugs, and I haven't seen a doctor in 17 years. Huh. Amazing.
Amazing. Yeah, ditto. Jinx.
Ta-da.
You can't talk now.
Right?
Oh, my gosh.
No,
right.
Pinch, you owe me a Coke.
You can't piss me over here. Okay. Right? Well, I was going to say,
right.
You know, just jumping back to the whole Louise Hay thing, you know, she framed the word disease as being dis-ease in the body, and she again tied it
right.
to the emotions. And, you know, a lot of the stuff you look up, like she had this great book, like she had like a, almost like a, I don't want to say, like kind of like an encyclopedia in the back where you could look up a certain emotion and then you look that up and it would tie into certain physical effects. And funny enough, a lot of the different things really, really did correlate. For example, like acne, it was all about breaking out or trying to bring something out of yourself. You know, heart pain, I mean, I can go on and on, but a lot of it has to do with your emotions, and you're right. We can break it apart, but that's gonna definitely, it's not doing us any good by trying to just separate. We are more than just the physical.
Right. Right. So children under the age of 7 are very pure. Their ego has yet to kick in. They are very loving beings and they trust their adults. And so I was exposed to children, and one child I was told had strep throat, and their throat was bright red. And I asked the child, I said, what are you upset about? What? And I said, so you're at school today. What made you mad? Nothing. And I said, so your teacher, you're happy with your teacher? Yeah. You're happy with your friends? Yeah. Okay, well, what happened when you went to your dad's house? Oh, he made me so mad. And so I had her explain it to me on what made her so mad. And even though I didn't fix the problem, I sat and listened. And I want you to know she no longer had a sore throat the next morning when she woke up.
Wow.
Right?
How many cases of this kind of stuff, right? Or like other things, you know, intervening and medical stuff and science can't even explain it away, you know, which is just, that's what's so mind-boggling is we put ourselves in this box and again, they said this, so this is how it is. You know, I love how, you know, we've put our medical professionals on a pedestal as if they're God, and they're not. I mean, you know, and even the word healer, I don't know how you feel about it personally, Jamie, but I know for me, like, you know, some people wanted to say we're healers, and I don't feel like we're healing anybody. We're helping facilitate the healing process, but we're not doing
exactly
all the magic and fixing it all, you know?
Right. I do not have on my business card, come and see Jamie, she will heal you. You know, what I have on my business card is massage practitioner because I practice the art of massage, right?
Right.
So I try and work with the individual and meet them where they're at. And all I can do is sit and listen with a spirit of service and offer some insight. Because usually when somebody will sit down and tell you their story, you can figure out where the kink is, where they're not in alignment with what their head wants and what their heart wants. You know, I mean, I've helped people remove the blockage so they can get pregnant. One session, and they were trying for years. Right?
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of that, one of these days we're going to have to talk about crystals because there's, I forgot what the name of that crystal is, but there was a couple clients of mine that were trying to get pregnant, and this was like the last time they were going to try, and I gave them this specific crystal, and I kid you not, Both of them, within a couple of months, I found out they were pregnant, and the pregnancy went well. They have beautiful babies. I was like, what?
Right.
So we'll talk about that more another time. But, I mean, there's just more than what we know currently. And so I'm just glad that, you know, yeah, like, you know, I'm glad. And I even hate the – I don't – okay, I should not say the word hate. I really dislike the word alternative medicine because I don't really feel like it's alternative. I feel like it's something that should be integrated because, again, we are more than just one thing. Thank you. Yes.
Right.
So, Jamie, we've got about a little bit over 4 minutes left before we got to say bye to everybody. But is there anything else that you might want to share for tonight in regarding to promoting health and instilling togetherness or just anything else you might want to add?
Oh, golly, I don't know. This is my first show, so I'm a little bit bashful.
You guys, she's totally lying. She might be bashful now, but just watch out. Just wait.
So, I don't know. I just know that there is more than meets the eye. I was in complete liver failure. I was told there was no hope of surviving it without a liver transplant. And I was number 1,205 on the donor list. And I also didn't have $300,000 to pay for it. And that's when I got really close with me and God. And within 12 hours, I was told by the liver specialist at the University of Washington that I was going to be just fine to keep up the good work of whatever it was that I was doing. So I have had no follow-up from them. That was 12 years ago. And I just really want you to open up your mind, realize that we have a plethora of tools and techniques and things to try other than just the Western medicine. I am not putting down Western medicine. I gave them every ounce of me up until the age of 34. And so you got to do what works for you. I'm just saying, if it doesn't feel good, don't do it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Well, I just wanted to add, yes, thank you, Jamie. I just wanted to add and let everybody know, I mean, Jamie pretty much summed it up about promoting health and instilling togetherness, but if I was going to define it, really what I wanted to get across to everyone is that health is just, again, more than the physical. This is about mind, body, spirit. And what I've learned in the 17 years of being in health and wellness is, you know, you got to invest in your health, and it's you're going to pay for it no matter what. And how do you want to do that? Do you want to do it later when you're sick and old, or would you rather take action now and fix the issue? If people don't realize this, the number one bankruptcy in America is due to medical bills. And the stuff that you prolong or put off on the side, because maybe you are young, you're like, oh, I'm going to live forever, nothing's going to ever happen. Well, it'll catch up with you one day, or maybe you're in middle age or whatever. Now you're realizing it. The truth is, whatever you put towards, like your energy towards, is what you're going to get. So I'm just saying your health and well-being is and should be looked at as an investment. And I'm all about putting instilling togetherness. I brought this show on in order for us to come together, look at different angles on how we can make things better for ourselves and each other. Because the thing is, too, if you want things better for the world, it starts with ourselves. And so what better way to start with yourself than working on you and your well-being? And so that is inclusive. It's not just one piece. You got to think about it all. And that's what I would want to leave with everybody tonight. And so thank you so much for listening. We look forward to having you on with us again. And just a reminder, Miss Jamie will be on with me the second and fourth Monday of the month. And if you do want to see Jamie, if you ever want to go visit her and you're in the Seattle area, feel free. Her website is www.kentmassage.com. And as far as me, if you need to reach me, you can always, if you got questions, you always can leave comments on the show. Or you can also email me at areyoufit@gmail.com. That's areyouphit@gmail.com. With that, I just want to let everybody know, be well and take care.
Thank you.